Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we will be talking about the Brazilian Grand Prix. It was quite an eventful weekend. We saw a sprint weekend this weekend, and let's just dive into it. We're going to just start from the beginning of the weekend and work our way through. So just the one practice session, since it was a sprint weekend, we saw Norris edging out Piastri right from the start of the weekend. And a lot of people saying that Piastri, you know, he has had recent poor form. It's expected. He, like, traditionally does not do well in the second half of the season and has just been recently called out for not really stepping up. Like, the question was asked, is he as at his limit? So this is this was a very big weekend for Piastri to kind of show that he either has that championship mentality and is going to fight back against Norris, or is he just going to continue to slip away? So we did see a much better start for Piastri. He managed to, you know, momentarily go on top of the timing sheet. His pace seemed to be better in FP1, but Norris ultimately did edge him out and beat him. And we did see quite a significant gap in free practice between the McLarens and the rest of the pack. But, you know, like, are the other teams holding back for strategy? Like, that was always a question, because, you know, Verstappen, like, he aborted his lap, but had no flying laps, but he could be out there, like, collecting data, right? So we want to talk about, too, like, in practice, like, Tsunoda. Like, this is a very important time for Tsunoda right now. He does not have a seat for next season, and he basically has to showcase himself every time he's on the track. He hit the barrier, not good, since he is fighting for one of the remaining three seats. And we're going to touch base next week on this fight for the last three seats, with basically four drivers fighting. So this weekend we saw Calapinto firmed up with Alpine. So there's only the one Red Bull and two Racing Bull seats left for next season, with Tsunoda, Lawson, Hajar, and Lindblad fighting for the remaining last three seats. So and it was great to see Sainz back in. He missed media day on the Thursday, but he made it back for his practice session. But he did have, Sainz had quite a disappointing sprint quali. He was in last. He just locked up. There was some tire issue. He just could not get his lap in. And we saw the Ferraris didn't run great. And it was a very, very, very interesting top 10 for the sprint. We saw Norris with a really good margin over Piastri, and we saw Lando Norris with his first sprint pull of the year. So we're going to get into the sprint now. So we saw Lando Norris. He's the first ever driver to convert pole to victory in a sprint race in Brazil. So congratulations to Lando Norris. It was a wet and windy sprint. It was okay. So when it's raining, it's very difficult to overtake, even with the DRS. So there was only one dry racing line because the track was so wet. So this made the sprint super interesting because it was really hard to battle for those overtakes. And we did see Lando Norris had a great start, as did Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton. But Norris with a great start, he's really improved on that. But the big talk coming out of this sprint was the Oscar Piastri crash. So Oscar Piastri and Franco Colapinto were out. OP crashed himself out. So basically he went into the barriers on turn three. So lap six on turn three, he went into the barriers, followed by Nico Hülkenberg, followed by Franco Colapinto, all three, boom, boom, boom. Nico was able to recover to the pits. He was able to keep his engine going. So he was able, and his mechanics worked miracles. So he was able to get back out into the sprint. So huge shout out to the mechanics over at Steak Sauber. But let's talk about this OP. Like, OP crashed himself out. He went into the barriers on turn three. He took too much curb and the curbs were wet. So that sent him flying into the barriers. He then dragged water onto the track, which led to Hülkenberg and Calapinto crashing in the same corner behind him, bringing out the red flag. So there was a lot of talk, like, about, this was all the Oscar Piastri fans, about how this was Lando Norris's fault. Which, guys, like, so basically Norris went over the same curb as the others, and he managed to avoid the spin, and he was able to take the line. But the new conspiracy theory is that Lando Norris hit the curb and Warner went on the line, which, it's a wet race, it's going to happen, but the theory out there is that he went on the line to sabotage Oscar Piastri. So to the Oscar Piastri fans that are, like, believing this conspiracy theory, it is a really bad look on your driver, Oscar Piastri. If Lando Norris is able to take out his World Driver Championship rival with a puddle, guys, stop. Okay? Like, it's bad. So let's look further here. So this was very, very concerning for Oscar Piastri. His recent results lately: DNF, P4, P5, DNF sprint, P5, DNF sprint. He has not had a podium in over 2 months, and this was not the sprint race he was looking for. It was not good. So it, like, fans were asking about papaya rules, like, but no, guys, you have to realize that Norris went through the water on the curb and he had no rear spin or wobbles. Norris was just able to get the trajectory right. If Oscar was not able to do so, that is on him. So we do see a point swing coming out of the sprint. Norris was up now 9 points now, and this sprint race was crucial in setting the weekend for the rest of this driver championship fight. It was a pretty eventful sprint. Norris was out on softs. Kimi Antonelli did a really good job of trying to catch up to Norris. Norris did a great job defending. We saw Leclerc and Alonso battle. That was a great battle too. Leclerc did finally get Alonso, and we're just going to end with the sprint. We were so happy. Gabby Bortoletto, his home race, this was Gabby's home race, had a really scary crash, and we're just thankful he was okay. It was horrendous. The sprint finished under a yellow flag, with Antonelli behind Norris. But just a quick word on that too, you know, the Norris haters out there were upset by that it shouldn't, they thought it shouldn't have finished under a yellow flag considering there was DRS in the race. But Antonelli was 0.9 behind Norris, and you really do have to be, like, within 0.4 for DRS to really work. So Kimi would not have gotten Norris, but did put up a good fight to get close to him. So a huge shout out to the mechanics this weekend as we head into the quali. They had a lot of work to do on that McLaren, on the Alpine, on the Sauber, and Gabby Bortoletto's car was horrific crash. Like, that car was in pieces. They almost had him out in time to start the race. Like, he was in the car. So great work to all the teams, mechanics, to getting these cars back out and running. But the qualifying was interesting as well. But we're still seeing OP falling apart here. He was making errors in the first lap. He had understeer. He was behind Liam Lawson's time by 1.3 seconds. And just not really recovering. But the big talk out of qualifying this weekend was Max Verstappen going out in Q1. Both Red Bulls were out in Q1. Max was complaining of having no pace. The setup of his car was not working. So the first time Max Verstappen, just to put this in perspective, the first time he has been out in Q1 was in 2021. And the last time both Red Bulls were out in Q1 was in 2006. So this was shocking. Max Verstappen's dad stormed out of the Red Bull garage. But this would only set up. We all knew it didn't matter that Max was still going to be a player in this race. Coming out of Q2, such an interesting top 10. 7 of the 10 teams were represented in the top 10. And our big, we want to call out our big, like a shout out to Ollie Bearman, who continued to shine through qualifiers. We think this kid's going to be rookie of the year. Like, he just, like, this kid is impressive. In Q3, we saw Oscar Piastri coming out second for the McLarens, which was a little controversial considering Lando Norris beat his partner in both, like, Q1 and Q2 and in FP1, but whatnot. OP did have provisional pole after the first lap with Lando Norris down in 10th. So Norris really gave himself a lot of work to do. He locked up in turn one and basically cost his lap. And we saw OP coming out second on run two, and Norris had to steal pole back from his partner, and he did just that. It was a magnificent pole finish from Lando Norris, so congratulations. With Oscar Piastri just finishing in fourth. Like, again, this has been such a disappointing weekend for Piastri. He just cannot seem to recover, but what a pole for Lando Norris. Congratulations. So heading into the Grand Prix, again, just so much more drama. So firstly, it was a clean sweep for Norris. We're going to get to him in a minute, but congratulations to Lando Norris for winning the Brazil Grand Prix. But the big story here is Kimi Antonelli had a great race, finishing in second. But the big story out of this weekend is Max Verstappen. So we saw Max qualified P16, but since he was so far back, decided for a pit lane start. So Red Bull elected to put in a new power unit and do some setup changes. And so Max Verstappen started in the pit lane and finished in P3. This man is one of the greatest drivers of all time. And did this while having a early puncture in his first set of tires and having to pit early as well. We'd just like to point that out as well. Okay, so let's talk here about the start. So we saw poor Gabby Bartoletto, his home race, huge crash in qualifiers, and then crashed out in lap one. He was squeezed by Stroll. So we see Gabby's out of the race. And then we have a restart. So it was no rolling start. We actually had the restart. And on the restart, we see Oscar Piastri in desperation. We're at this point now where we're just going to call it what it is. It was absolute desperation. No control over his car and dive bombed, locking up and crashing into Kimi Antonelli, who then crashed into Charles Leclerc, ruining his race and taking Charles out of the race. So Oscar was noted for causing a collision on the restart from dive bombing down the inside, locking up, understeering, and crashing into Kimi Antonelli. So there was a lot of discussion here about, was this Kimi's fault or Oscar's fault? And did Oscar ultimately deserve his 10-second penalty, which he got? Yes, he did. And yes, it was his fault. So let's have a little quick discussion about this. Oscar was behind at the apex and was not in control of his car. So if you're locked up, you do not have control of your car. He then gained two positions from causing a collision. So the collision he caused, he gained two positions from. So he locked up trying for a gap that was not, like, the gap was closing. The gap was not there. So he locked up trying for this non-existing gap that was closing. And the rules state that that corner was Kimi Antonelli's. And when the collision happened, Oscar Piastri was still on the inside of Kimi's corner. So the rules state that that is a penalty. Did he have to go for it? We do agree. You see a gap, you go. But Oscar threw his own race away this weekend. He had an underwhelming weekend and crashed. Like, he, in our opinion, he's spiraling. He's not recovering, and it's just going to continue to get worse for him. Andre Stella also confirmed that later in interviews, they asked about, like, did he deserve the 10-second penalty? And he confirmed that McLaren had no major reason to complain. So the penalty was deserved. And now Oscar, there's only three races left. He's completely falling apart. Like, he needs to get his head in the game, or he's like, as Jos Verstappen said, Max Verstappen's dad, Piastri risks reputational damage if he doesn't win. And we're not even saying if he doesn't win, if he just can't recover over the next three races, if he doesn't show that he can get his head in the right mindset, recover, this could be bad for him. And we have been saying all year that we don't think he's, like, in the right mindset to be a world champion. And Norris is really just showing that, like he stated this weekend too, like, he blocks out all the crap people are talking about him and he just does his job. And Oscar needs to start doing his job. Okay, let's also talk here about, there was a lot of chaos during this Grand Prix. Yuki had contact with Lance Stroll on the restart. He was given a 10-second penalty and didn't serve it properly, so had to reserve a second 10-second penalty. Like, also not a great weekend for Yuki, who is fighting for a seat. Lewis Hamilton and Carlos Sainz had contact. Lewis Hamilton, he ended up in last place by lap 15. He had floor damage because he had lost a front wing during that lap one. He was hit with a 5-second penalty for his hit with Caleb Pinto at the start of the race. And he ultimately ended up retiring from the race. It was a rough weekend for Ferrari with the double DNFs. But we do also want to talk about here, we want to just mention, there was a incredible midfield battle. It was insane. Like, this weekend was insane. Shout out to VCarb, double points this weekend. We saw Lawson in P7, Hajar in P8, and shout out to Haas, Ollie Bearman, P6. Again, we keep saying this. Bearman is looking like this kid just keeps putting out, like, exceptional weekends. Rookie of the year. Again, we know Antonelli was podium, but he's driving the Mercedes. What Bearman is doing with his Haas is insane. This kid, rookie of the year. So now we're just going to end this week's podcast with a little, like, congratulations to Lando Norris. He had a flawless, perfect weekend. Two poles, two wins. He was first in practice, first in sprint quali, first, he won the sprint, first in quali, taking pole, and he is the first driver to convert a pole in Brazil to a race win, but he is also the first ever driver in F1 history with 11 wins at 11 different circuits, and won this weekend by 10.4 seconds. So congratulations to Lando Norris. Looks like he will be cruising to his first ever World Driver Championship win, and he's looking really impressive. So next week, we are going to talk again. We touched on this. There's 3 seats left, 4 drivers in contention. So let's have this discussion on Monday as we wait for we're on a bye week waiting for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. Thanks for joining us today.